Parshas Devarim is always read the Shabbat before Tisha B'Av, Shabbat Chazon. Famously, a connection is made between the first word of Megillat Eicha and Devarim Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Bet, where we read Eicha Esa Levadi. But the truth is, the connection is in more than just that word. If you look at the first pasuk of Eicha, it says Eicha Yashva Vadod, and Devarim Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Bet says Eicha Esa Levadi. So it's not just the word Eicha, it's the loneliness as well. And I think the point of connection here is rooted in appreciating the word Eicha and how it connects to loneliness. The Medrash points out that three Nevi'im, Moshe, Yeshayahu, and Yirmiyah, all prophesized in the word of using the word of Eicha, each one seeing the Jewish people at a different stage. Moshe saw the Jewish people in their glory. Yeshayahu saw the Jewish people in their sins. And Yirmiyahu saw the Jewish people in their destruction, in their churban. Along similar lines, the Medrash in Eicha tells us that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah disagreed with what the word Eicha connotes. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein lashon Eicha ela lashon tochacha." It's a lashon of giving musr, giving direction. Rabbi Nechemiah said, "Eicha is a kina, is crying over our state." How could it mean both of these things? I think the answer is that the greatest tochacha is a person reflecting on where they are as opposed to where they were and where they should be. If we look back at the first place in the Torah where this four-letter word appears, the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah already connects between God's words to Adam, where God calls out and says, "Ayeka, where are you?" and the word, eventual usage of the word, Aleph Yud Chaf Hei, as Eicha. Rav Shinshon Rafael Hirsch explains the connection, that God was asking man after his sin, "Where are you?" Not just physically, but what have you done with yourself? What have you become? The loneliness of the Jewish people after the Churban is meant to get them to reflect on the severity of their sin. No other people will befriend us in the world, so we realize that we need to return to God. But this loneliness can also be the basis of us finding ourselves. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the third Perek talks about how even one person learning Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koveh lo sachar she'ne'amar, Eicha yeshev badad v'yidom ki natal alav. When a person sits alone and he's quiet, he reflects on his place. Part of Tisha B'Av, part of Eicha, is to reflect on our loneliness and the reason for our loneliness, to think about where our sins have gotten us. How could it be that we've gotten here? Eicha yeshva badad, Eicha esal vadi. And that's how we remove ourselves from our state and improve where we are.